Welcome to the Marshall Pruitt Podcast, presented by Cooper Tires and supported these final days in the month of May by our friends at Bell Racing Helmets USA. Sat down this morning. This is Monday morning after Will Power won his first Indy 500. Had about 10 minutes with our boy, Mr. Power. He really hadn't slept. Didn't drink either. But if you know Will, he is one of the more engaging drivers you'll find in any series. We'll also admit having read a lot of things on social media that not everybody knows Will Power the way that some of us do. And it could be that he really has not been someone who's maybe opened up to the public as much as some drivers, but at least for those of us who do know him, we love the guy. He's a complete nut in the best way. He's partially insane, which is another thing we love about him. This is a kid who grew up in Australia, loving hip-hop, skateboarding, getting into fights, just, you know, being what I would say probably a lot of us did in our youth, some of us did in our youth, just being young and free and having fun and not having a care, and just cool to see someone who, instead of saying member of a racing dynasty or this person was seemingly created in a lab and their personality has just been perfected so it doesn't cause any emotions, positive or negative, we have those drivers. Thankfully, he isn't one of them. So, spend some time with good old DJ Willie P, as we have called him for a while, and got some thoughts about the meaning of winning this race, what it has meant to him, because I would say the impact this has had on him is really phenomenal. Learning how much of a void there was in his life without an Indy 500 win. I think he gives a lot of context to why he showed so much emotion yesterday. Asked him about his quote on the cooldown lap, and keep in mind that this is, I don't know, 10 seconds, 15 seconds, whatever it is, after crossing the finish line and achieving his dream, when he shouted in the car, effectively to himself. I mean, he thought he was talking to himself, you know, show me respect, mother bleepers. That's Will, just raw and honest and himself. So that spoke about a couple other things as well. He believes in aliens, kind of, sort of. He stepped away from that a little bit, but look, this is a fairly typical conversation with Will, and wasn't high energy because, again, he said zero sleep, but I love the guy. You know that you can get every episode of the Marshall Pruitt Podcast on iTunes, on Podbean. We post everything to our Marshall Pruitt Podcast Facebook page as I talk in the second or third or fifth person here. And we also, before we get into this episode with Will, we'll mention that if you are in or around Indianapolis, you definitely need to stop by Bell Racing Helmets' new pro shop. Also has some cool t-shirts and other swag you can get there on Main Street in Gasoline Alley. Bell Racing Helmets, with 19 of the 35 drivers that were entered in this year's 102nd running of the Indy 500. They are synonymous with safety, innovation, performance, and engineering excellence. They are indeed trusted by more champion drivers than any other brand. So if you get a chance and you are in Speedway, Indiana, stop by, get some merchandise, and check out their new facility. All right, off we go with our boy, Indy 500 winner, Will Power. DJ Willie P., I don't want to say this has been a dream of yours, because that's your story to tell, but I know that you have won many things. You've become a champion. I love the fact that for you, though, winning the Indy 500 was the thing that you felt would be the ultimate validation, despite having that champion ring, poles, and wins. What is that about the 500? Because you had to learn that, right? You weren't born equating ultimate value in the Indy 500, mm-hmm. but it built into that. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it did. I remember my first year here, 2008, when I walked out. Really, just the whole month, the media coverage, but on race day, I saw the size of it. It just blew me away. And then it just builds on you as you see people you compete against win it. And year after year, journalists talk about it and say, you know, what would it mean to win a 500, and you've won a championship, now you've just got to win a 500, and, you know, that would just got more and more and more as I went along. So yes, it was very much in my mind, you know, and especially in the last couple of years, it started to become a real obsession. And
I was going to say, did it take on a little life of its own when you come back here?
Yeah. It's funny, like this month was the most relaxed I ever had, or I ever was here. Like I slept so well all month and was just really stoked to get to the track every day. And
was it a case of kind of just putting that obsession in the back of your mind and leaving it and just doing the job?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what seems to happen with me is I'll think about a race the whole off season and I'll always come back and win it. That's what happens to me is like Milwaukee in 2014. I'm like, I'm going to win that race. I don't know why, just certain races pop up that I really want to win or I felt I deserved to win the past. Pocono was one of them. Yeah, Iowa was another one that's been in my mind for a while. Like, I want to win that race. But it's just, yeah, and obviously the 500 more than ever. And I actually just had a feeling that I would win. I don't know why. I almost said to Liz, I said, I think I'm going to win this race.
Really?
I almost said that to her before. I was like, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to jinx myself. But so many people came up to me and said, I had a feeling you're going to win. Stefan Johansson came up to me and said he has this pendulum thing. And
Steph's crazy.
And
so that's
put it on, like, which driver. He went through each driver. He got to me, and the thing went crazy and started spinning. So, yeah, really weird. Yeah, so there were so many people who came up and said that.
Tell me about some of the responses you got. Obviously, Sunday was a hell of a day for Australian motorsport.
Yeah.
Daniel Ricciardo winning in Monaco. You, of course, one-upping him here by winning the Indy 500. We were sitting here watching you win with our boy Crusher. Matty Brabham was here. It was a great day. But tell me about, you know, significance for you as a proud son of Australia, but also, I guess, maybe even you're living the American dream, too, with your wife and your son. I mean, you must be filled with a lot of multinational pride.
Yep, multinational, and I will be multinational pretty soon. I'm going for my citizenship. So, yeah, for Liz, having gone to high school here and going to Purdue, massive deal for her, massive deal for her and her family. I mean, she so badly wanted me to win this race.
And
she knew how badly I wanted to win it. She's a very competitive person herself, so to see her reaction in pit lane there when I won is, yeah, pretty cool.
Let's talk quickly about change of mindset. You and I have probably had 100 conversations about your fascination with understanding the mind, how it works, how you live out the things that are working in your mind. You mentioned yesterday how you've had a bit of a change to more positive mindset. Is there anything you think that triggered that, that brought that on? Or was it just a natural evolution in you getting older? And
yeah, I think it was actually a natural evolution as you get older and more experienced and you actually learn how to deal with things in a way better way. Yeah, and then, you know, you get little tips here and there from people and people you're around and books you read and
Documentaries
you watch. I do a lot more reading now. I don't watch as much on the screen. So, yeah, you can. You just got to be around positive people. You got to be positive yourself, and you know, and you got to be very respectful to people. Like, I really, the older you get, the more respect you have for people. And And, you know, and I don't mean just not people that just mean something to you, but just everybody, every person. I mean, they're human. And see, bad experiences that you have with people when someone does something you dislike toward you that make you understand and treat other people better because you don't want to feel, you know how that feels, so you don't treat them that way. Yeah. And that just comes with time and experience.
So you've already been asked about this. My favorite quote from you yesterday was on your cool down lap in the car, the one that a lot of folks heard, show me respect, MNFers. interesting looking at social media where some folks saw that as like, I hate that guy. He's so arrogant. I know if anything, mate, you've spent most of your life in the opposite direction, trying to find that, that positive feeling inside of yourself. Where did that come from? Because I know it wasn't you railing against any one person.
No.
But it was just more, what was that?
It was just in me because I had won a lot of races. I won a championship, and I just kept getting the question about when you're going to win the 500. Because
we've been telling you for a long time, you're garbage. I mean, without the 500,
yeah, no, your life seriously, means nothing. You hear that all the time. It was just directed at the whole situation of how my career has played out, basically. And I draw from that energy in me, that anger, and, you know, it you can use that energy as speed and determination. That's there within me. It wasn't arrogance. It was at no single person. It was at a situation.
And I don't know. Who's to judge how someone responds to winning the Indy 500 in the moment?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like you're sitting there in the car going, how should I respond perfectly to make every person happy and love me? And I just thought that was a little ridiculous. Miller, by the way, Robin Miller has already said your quote is going to be a T-shirt next. That's going to be one of his T-shirts next year.
Oh,
so.
Nice. Yeah. No, look, I couldn't care less what people think about what I said. Could not care less.
Nor should you.
You know, because yeah, there's a lot of wankers out there, and it just does not bother me.
Let's close on what I would say is possibly the most important topic. I don't know if we would call them people and what they think of you, but since you were fairly well convinced that aliens exist, how do you think your friends, the aliens, might have reacted to your win? How
aliens
they connected
exist.
With you?
I go in and out of that. I don't know about that. How do you think what aliens would have reacted?
Yeah, they responded. I mean, that to me is a perfect closing question. How
they probably made the whole thing happen.
How aliens, you know.
The universe made it happen.
All right. Well, Willie P., so happy for you, brother. This is the culmination of a lot of hard work. But as I told our friend David Malsher, I feel proud having picked you to win. The only problem was I think it was about 5 years ago. But I kind of look good, you know, at some point in time.
Exactly. Your faith in me has paid off.
That's one of the most beautiful lies I've heard today. Congratulations, brother.
Thank you so much.
And that was DJ Willie P. We're going to get him some sleep, going to get him some something. I think the adrenal dump finally landed on him. So, congratulations again to him, to Team Penske, Team Chevy, for just putting a super, super smackdown on the field. I'll extend this out to Firestone as well. They did a phenomenal job with their tires this month. Just really cool to have this in the books. And I am really looking forward to getting on my flight home here in about 2 hours to head home, having been gone for, I think, 23 of the 28 days so far this month. So, yeah, gonna skip Detroit, but we'll be at Texas right after that. And probably most of all, the thing I'm looking forward to is getting our week in IndyCar podcast going, because man, do we have a lot to talk about, not just the race, but some of the other things that happened during it. I've been able to spend some more time talking with folks, and I'll admit it's all off the record. Info given on background, add a little bit more color and accuracy to what happened with Lena Gade's firing. So I'm going to get into that as well, and I think I have the guest that I want in mind, so I'll drop that person a note, and if they are available, we're going to try and knock this out and hopefully give you something fun and vaguely entertaining to close out the 102nd Indy 500. All right. I'm Marshall Pruitt. This is the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. Thank you for listening.